This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Joy 94.9. And no, this is not Doug Pollard. It's actually Chris Jameson and Andrew Thorpe with you. Good evening, Andrew.
Good evening, Chris. How's it going?
I'm well. I feel like I've been here a little while already, but that's okay.
That's all right. Jeffrey has pointed out it is a bit of a Chris-a-thon.
A Chris-a-thon. It's like Christmas, only better.
Yeah. But of course, it is Radiothon. So it's Join the Joyride. And Chris and I are here, of course, as the program directors, sitting in for Doug.
So we're sitting in for Doug today. He's come down with a really bad case of bronchitis.
That's right.
He'll be fine. And doctors have just said that he needs to rest up for another week or so.
Sure, his big voice will be back next week.
Absolutely. And he was determined to get here today.
He was very much so. He's extremely disappointed.
So we're going to do our best. We're not going to do a rainbow report light because we could not do it justice.
No, not at all. But we do encourage all those who are a fan of Doug's and a fan of the Rainbow Report to still call in 1300 JOY 949, become a member, and make this station fantastic as it always is.
So you and I are going to, well, we've called this little hour well, it's had a couple of names, but
I think
we're
up to name three.
Yeah, I like Jace's, the Director's Cut.
The Director's Cut?
Yeah, so
the Director's Cut.
And that's in reference to the fact that you and I are the current program directors here at Joy 94.9.
That's right. So about 6 months ago, we shifted, of course, from having Dean Murphy as the broadcast manager to yourself and myself being the program directors.
So basically all we did was split the job in half to try and make it a little easier for the incumbents to try and handle the load. So you and I have split that up.
Exactly. So, and it is a massive job. I mean, I look after everything after 7 p.m. on weeknights and also right across the weekend.
And if you think about it, we've got 168 hours in a week and about 135 hours of those is live to air radio.
Exactly.
And we basically split that between us. I think daytimes is about 74 hours and
yeah,
you get the rest.
Yeah, mine's about 55.
Yeah, so
55 of live programming plus ranging for the overnight
as well. And I've got 40 odd presenters, or 40 or 50 presenters I need to look after.
You've got 90
presenters.
I just did the math before. I mean, I've got a little spreadsheet sitting there, of course, as I do.
Yeah.
And 90 presenters, or, you know, program makers, I suppose, as we call them, both producers and presenters.
So it's a big job, and we take it on with relish. It's something we both do with passion.
Very much passion, very much a passion base. You couldn't do this job without passion, because you are basically on call 24/7.
You are.
There is something that comes up at all hours of the night and of all magnitudes, but it is a rewarding job as well.
Absolutely. And we've both been involved with the station at different levels for over a period of time. And when we both opted to take on this role, it was because we really believe in this station.
Exactly. And our volunteers. And they have a passion. They understand the privilege that they have of being on air. You know, they are, as I said to our presenters the other night, think of the fact that Joy is one of three or four radio stations in the world. And these are a team of 300 volunteers. And so even if those stations, you're looking at no more than 1,000 people in the world having the opportunity to do this. And we're in a unique position in Melbourne of having, you know, 300 fantastic, awesome volunteers who dedicate hours and hours and hours and hours to this station and to our community.
And I think I did the... I mean, I've done all kinds of things here at Joy, from presenting daytimes to hold the dual role of music director and program director. I've presented specialist programs at times as well. I would suggest that most people here would agree that for every hour of radio that we put to air, there's at least 3 hours prep.
Yeah, it's about a 3-to-1 ratio. And there's usually teams of 2 to 3 doing that at least So the, you're so looking at about
135 hours a week of radio, times by three in prep time, yep. all done by volunteers.
Exactly.
It's just a huge amount of effort to get what we get to air, and what we get to air is amazing.
And if you imagine, you know, if you get your calculator out, work all that out as to what that would cost Joy if it was a commercial operation. It'd be millions and millions of dollars.
Millions of dollars a year to run a station like ours. So we're not asking for a lot.
No. It's only $72 for an individual membership, $36 for concession. So make sure you call Joy now, 1-300-JOY-949, to become a member.
More from Andrew and Chris on the Director's Cut shortly. You're on Joy 94.9. It's 1-300-JOY-949.
You're on Joy 94.9. It's Joy's Radiothon. And you're with Andrew Thorpe and Chris Jameson, the weekday, or Chris is the weekday. I'm the Specialist Program Directors.
We have the most interesting titles ever here at Joy.
Exactly.
You're the Spit, and I'm the Whoopter.
Whoopter.
Yeah.
And, of course, we are filling in for Doug. Unfortunately, he's very unwell this evening, so he's very disappointed he can't be here, but he's encouraging all his fans to make sure they ring now, 1-300-JOY-949, to join Joy.
Yeah, and we need to point out that the Rainbow Report, and Doug, our Rainbow Reporter, is a very, very important part of who we are.
Definitely, definitely. And, you know, he is known throughout the community,
yeah,
and the broader community, not just the gay and lesbian community,
for being both an advocate, for being a little bit of a shaker at times,
rebel rouser.
Yeah, yeah, he likes to stir the pot a little bit, but yeah. I think that's a good thing.
That's a good thing. We do need some of those people around, and potentially causes change for the benefit of our community.
Absolutely. And you can hear Doug usually every week from 7 till 8 here on Tuesday evening. And of course, he blogs and Twitters and everything,
Facebooks
and everything else as well. If you follow him on any of those mediums, you will always be very well informed about what's happening around our community.
Definitely, definitely. Now, Chris, I mean, I've been at Joy for about... this is my third radiothon, so probably almost four years, I think.
Okay.
It was very much a home to come to for me. It was a sense of community that I'd never grown up with.
So are you a Melbourne boy, Andrew?
I'm not a Melbourne boy. I'm from Geelong.
Ah, okay.
And I didn't come out until I was about 25.
Right.
So just on 10 years ago.
Yep.
And, it's interesting that looking back, I sort of look at back and think, if I knew Joy, if I knew what Joy was, if I knew that Joy existed and there was means to listen to Joy outside our broadcast range, what impact that might have had to me earlier in life.
Right. Yeah, 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 yeah.
And I mean, you look now and Joy, of course, can go right around the world with their iPhone and now Android apps.
Yep.
And, of course, the web streaming. So it provides a connection to community that I know that I didn't have when I was younger, and I think it's a fantastic medium for people, you know, young or old, whatever age you're coming to terms with your sexuality, whatever the age that is. It's a great way to connect and to find out things. You know, we have 450. Odd community service announcements.
Absolutely, yep.
And they highlight to everybody the different community groups that you can connect to, be it sport like the Melbourne Chargers, be it sci-fi groups, be it other sporting groups, be it, you know, health organisations. The gamut of community services, yeah, that are promoted through Joy that are specifically targeted to the gay and lesbian communities. And that is the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender and intersex communities. All of them come under the term that we use here at Joy, our diverse gay and lesbian communities. You know, that's a platform for Joy that Joy provides the platform that they would not otherwise have.
I agree. And I remember that marketing manager Dan Vo, we had here a few years ago, tells an amazing story of a very young version of himself under the covers, in bed with a torch, listening to Joy,
yep,
on the radio, discovering Joy for the first time and having a realization that he wasn't alone in the world. That to me is such a special story, and a story that's been repeated since I've been here at Joy over and over and over again, that Joy is a real window to the rest of the world when people are feeling isolated.
And that's I've got two of those stories in the short time I've been at Joy that really stand out to me. Probably three. And they keep on growing. One of them being I produced the Shades of Joy in Shepparton a couple of, just on 18 months ago.
Yep.
Which was really the first time that Joy had been outside Metro Melbourne for an outside broadcast. And we went up to Shepparton and engaged with the Shepparton community and their, all their community services that they run. A guy, about a 21-year-old guy, drove with his parents from Wagga, which is about 3 or 4 hours away from Shepparton, from southern New South Wales. He drove with his parents because he wanted to see Joy. He again, one of these kids in the bush who'd been listening to Joy on his...
Online. Yep.
You know, but he wanted to engage with Joy, so he got his parents to drive him, you know, 4 hours just to be part of the outside broadcast.
That's huge.
That's massive. In case people don't realise, I'm also otherwise known as Andrew the Apprentice on Hide and Seek, and the messages we get on that show sometimes are just amazing. I know the evening of the 3AW broadcast, a couple of weeks ago, we had a 15-year-old message in and just praised Joy for the work that we do and the opportunity that this guy had to listen while he's 15. He's got an opportunity to listen to a community radio station and to participate in the community in a way that he would never dream of doing any other way.
That's fantastic.
It is. It's just amazing. And it gets quite emotional here sometimes.
It does get emotional here.
It does.
We have some amazing stories. And this is why some people say, why are we entertainment focused a lot of the time here on Joy? And I think there's a couple of reasons for that. One is that we need people who are coming to terms with who they are, sexually and otherwise, and gender identity and all the rest of it, to know, you know what, it's actually okay. It's not only okay, it's actually fun.
It is.
To identify as different from the mainstream. And secondly, it's about attracting attention to ourselves.
It is. And one of your jobs as weekday and music director is to design a music style that maximises the audience that we can reach. Because the music is a medium for the message to be delivered.
Mm.
And, you know, if you listen to Joy, you know that you'll get a song and then you'll get an ID. And this is Joy, your gay and lesbian community radio station. And this is Joy, and this is the community service group that you can join. This is Joy's music, and you know these are some of the organisations that actually financially support us through their sponsorship.
Absolutely. It's such an important thing what we do, and we really do try to mix it up. Have a new membership.
Yay! So, we've got one.
Christian from Springvale has signed up as a concession member, so thank you very much, Christian. Now, we've got a song to play.
We've got a song to play.
Which is your choice.
It was my choice. I've gone back to early 2002 when I was coming out. And, you know, the big night that I can remember going out is I can remember this song being on the radio the night I was getting ready to go out.
This is Joy 94.9. This is the director's cut. Andrew Thorpe, who's the specialist program director here at Joy, and myself, Chris Jameson, weekday program director, filling in for Doug this evening.
And as we've been saying, all fans of Doug Pollard, who's unfortunately unable to be here this evening, please join Joy by calling 1-300-JOY-949.
Join the joyride, as we've been saying all week, and we'll continue to say.
Are you sick of Roxette yet?
I'm never sick of Roxette.
No, it's one of those things. It's been in my mind all week already. But it's fine. I'm not sick of it yet.
Yeah, you know what, though? We kicked it off with a bang at our launch party last Friday.
Yes.
And all of the presenters who were there on the night got up on the stage and did the whole drag queen mime crazy
hilarious.
act to Roxette's Joyride.
Go to the Joy Facebook page if you haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, there's a video of it. It's hilarious, it's funny, and it was so much fun. And it just kicked off the whole energy of the whole...
Definitely. It's a fantastic theme, fantastic prize if you become a member. And, it's very cheap, $72, as they've been saying, 20 cents a day for that. So, you know.
Okay, yeah, that's a good calculation.
It's a very good calculation. Squirrel came up with it. So it's a great opportunity to become a part of a fantastic organisation that Whose purpose and mission is to service our community.
Absolutely. Now, I want to tell my story. You said that you've been with Joy for about 3 and a bit years.
Yeah, just over 3 years.
This is coming up to around about 7 years as a volunteer for me at Joy. And I have the classic Joy volunteer story. I think I've been a member for about 9, maybe 10 years.
Yes.
I originally started listening to Joy when I, in the old days in... Midsummer used to have a street party in Commercial Road when Commercial Road was the centre of everything here in Melbourne. And we had a street party, and Joy actually broadcast full time for 2 weeks from a shopfront in Commercial Road. Now, you and I as program directors would go, now, there's not a chance in hell we would attempt to do that now.
No, but it was revolutionary, wasn't it?
It was. It was, and the whole point was to get Joy out there. And that's where I first realised that there was a gay and lesbian radio station in Melbourne, and tuned in to see what was happening. And the big thing was for me was it was the music that caught my attention absolutely straight away. And so I started to listen to Joy on a regular basis, switched the car radio across to Joy, started to listen. And I think when I first started listening to Joy, we weren't full time, so it's over 10 years ago. And
in the original days, it was only part time.
Part time. So we were doing test broadcasts to prove to the Australian Communications and Media Authority that we were an appropriate broadcaster.
Uh-huh.
And it was interesting because I think for the last year or so, Joy would broadcast basically from Friday night through till sometime Monday night, but then it would switch across Monday night at midnight to the test broadcast for the Muslim station.
Uh-huh.
And it was great because what you'd do is you'd just get used to listening to Joy from Friday through to Sunday, and you'd set your alarm, and Monday morning
yes.
you'd be awoken to the rockin' tunes of Joy, and on Tuesday morning you'd be on the
forget to change the alarm,
the call to prayer.
Uh-huh.
It was an interesting experience.
And, I mean, of course, now we've had our full-time licence for... Over 10 years.
We've just been given our new 5-year licence,
yep.
so for the third time.
Yes, so provided we are financially viable.
And provided we behave ourselves in terms of the broadcasting regulations.
We can hang around for another 5 years. However, of course, we need to be financially viable.
Mm-hmm.
So that means, of course, supporting the station by becoming a member, as we've been saying all night, and
yes.
we'll say again and again and again, call Joy now, 1300 Joy 949.
To me, Joy has always, firstly, and not everything about Joy, but absolutely firstly, because it was the first thing that attracted me to the station, was the music. And to me, it's such a big part of what allows the station to continue to attract new listeners, to get support not only within the gay and lesbian community, but in the broader community as well. And I guess the thing I want to bring is that I started on the front desk 6 or 7 years ago. I ended up presenting a specialist music show by accident.
Is that, and you got the bug, didn't you?
I got the bug, absolutely.
I think everyone in this who walks through this door on a regular basis gets the bug very quickly.
Yeah.
I know that I walked in this place without the bug at all, never expected to have the bug, and was fighting the bug for quite a while.
Yeah. I was presenting news because I always said, I'm not really going to be any good at radio, but I've got a reasonably, my voice is not the highest voice in the world.
No.
So I thought, well, I'll be all right at news. I'll be able to speak like this and people will think I'm a reasonable news reader. And it worked out.
Yeah.
I can read the news okay. But presenting a specialist music show, and then 2009, things changed in work and life and all that. Had an opportunity to be at Joy far more often.
Mm-hmm.
And ended up presenting some daytimes. And then all of a sudden, this opportunity to become music director fell into my lap. I won't say I fell in. I did apply for it. I had to, there were other contenders,
yeah.
But the reality was that opportunity doesn't come up very often to be a music director at a station like this. And to me, it was the opportunity to give back at a higher level again what had originally brought me to this station, and that was the key to it.
And I think that's similar to myself as well. And with regards to this specialist program director role, it's there's an opportunity there. I've got the capacity and some of the time and the ability to do it. And so there's a strong desire for it to happen and to continue to assist Joy in reaching out to the community.
Yeah, and for me, it's been an honour the last few years being music director, and I plan to continue it. I think it's such an important part of what this station does. And there's some keywords that I used a few years ago that resonate. Never, ever underestimate the power of a song to engage an audience.
Yep.
And for me, that's the key to everything else that I do at this station. And you know what? I'm going to celebrate that now. Yeah, I'm a little bit older. Yeah, I can't help it. I'm a bit of a disco bunny. I remember practicing the steps to this song in the lounge room with my mum.
Not gay at all.
No. This one goes out for her, who is a member of Joy. She has renewed.
Very good.
This is the director's cut with Chris and Andrew this evening.
That's right. Your weekday program director and your specialist program director bringing you an hour of...
Information and passion, I think, is probably the best definition.
Passion is a very good definition because we want you to call Joy now, 1300-JOY-949, to become a member. Make a donation if you want. Now, I mean, and also when you do ring up to become a member, you can always ask to find out a little bit more about becoming an actual Joy Star.
A Joy Star,
A
yes.
Joy Star. We love our Joy Stars. As we said before, I've got over 90 volunteers under my... management. You've got another 50.
I've got 50
or
odd, yeah.
And of course, you know, what we look for is really for some passion and recognition of the privilege that comes to being a broadcaster on Joy.
Yeah, and I mean, that comes through in the programming.
It does.
We can probably reel off any number of the programs that you can tune into here on Joy 94.9, and every one of them would come to mind immediately as being presenters who know their stuff, and when they talk about whatever it is that their show is about, their passion comes through, and it makes the you and I have been in agreement right from the start. Passion is what makes the best radio.
Exactly. If somebody knows what they're talking about because they're passionate about it, that's why they engage the community. That's why the community comes to them to listen and to find out and to be informed. I mean, the dream statement of our programming committee, which Chris and I both advise, is that we provide... So we connect, represent and celebrate our diverse community.
This is a new dream statement.
It's a new dream statement.
Practice it, Andrew.
Connect, represent and celebrate our diverse community through programming that uplifts, informs and empowers.
I think that's pretty special.
Very special. So that we ask all of our programs to do that in one way or another.
Mm. And it's interesting when it comes to, and you have the harder job of the two of us when it comes to our seasonal programming grid.
Yeah, so of course...
We change grids every 3 months.
3 months. We have 4 grids a year.
And some shows take a rest. Some shows continue on. We introduce new shows. We bring back old shows. It's a real jigsaw puzzle.
Massive jigsaw puzzle. Of course, as we were saying before, there's, you know, all these volunteers providing many, many hours. So we do ask them to take a rest every fairly regularly. And so, I mean, that's why sometimes listeners, you may find your favourite program does come off the grid every now and then. But that's because the volunteers that look after that program have got lives outside Joy that they've got to manage as well.
Yeah.
So that's why they can't always stay on all the time.
And sometimes, and the reality is that usually when they do come back after a rest, you can tell. You can tell.
They get the passion back. They're revitalised.
Yeah. And it's really important, but it also gives an opportunity for different shows to come on.
Exactly.
And some of the ideas that we get for programs are
just amazing. Just amazing. And, you know, all of our new broadcasters, of course, do the Taste of Radio course, which is here at Joy, a Joy run operation by Leanie, our Manager of People Services and Culture.
And Training Officer.
And
as
Training
well.
Officer.
And she's a broadcaster herself with over 10 years' experience. She... And I have to say, I'm particularly impressed with the taste of radio babies, as we like
to
call them.
The babies.
But they're not coming out. They're not babies.
They're not babies.
They're actually really well drilled and understand what we're about. And it's just amazing.
Yeah, if you've got an inkling that you might be interested in radio, we really strongly suggest coming to Joy, enrolling in the course, because you can come in a novice and come out 8 weeks later sounding like you've been doing it for years and years and years and years.
Absolutely. There's a great example right now in the current training, and that's actually our Cam and I for a little while, our office admin program support Robbie Rockstar that we love to call him, and we named him, and we have always encouraged all of our support people to come on air and just help us out with the show.
Yes.
And involve them with the show.
Read out the prize winner, that sort of thing.
Read out the prize winner. It's something as simple as that. I have never known someone as scared of the microphone as Robert.
I can remember being around in the very first, quite a while. he'd be petrified to walk in the studio.
He would be petrified to walk in the studio. He wouldn't come close enough to the mic to actually be able to hear him. And as soon as he'd announce the prize winner, he'd stand up, headphones off, and race out the door. It was like, I wanted to ask you a question. No, he's gone.
He's back
on the phone. He's done the training.
He's done the training now.
He's done a demo for a show, which I've heard.
Yeah, we listened to it the other day. It's amazing.
It's blown us away. There's a good chance, as we inferred a couple of hours ago, that
he might be on.
Robert will be
coming soon,
having a program on here on Joy.
And, you know, he's provided a proposal that meets our mission statement. It clearly sets out his target audience, and it's going to be a fantastic show.
It is, and even if he doesn't, if we don't achieve getting it on this grid, it will come on.
Definitely.
Because we're very supportive of the show.
Yeah,
and maybe we should talk about just quickly how do you meet the terms of our mission statement?
Sure.
In a program proposal.
So it's a matter of providing an idea about a program that is for our community or by our community.
Or of our community.
Yeah. So that's sort of, we want you to think of it that way. We want you to think about what else is Joy not doing. So, for example, a clear one at the moment is sport.
Mm-hmm.
Joy does not have a sports program on air. If you came to us and you're willing to undergo the training and you had an idea about a sports program, perhaps you could get on the grid. There's a whole range as we said, we've got a diverse community. The gay and lesbian community covers every aspect of the general community.
Mm-hmm.
There are gays in every village.
That's right. So if you can come to us a program where you can be a GLBTI-focused plumbing show,
yeah,
then we'll do it.
Yeah. there's obviously large groups of our community who perhaps at the moment, for one reason or another, not fully represented on Joy.
Yeah.
Non-English speaking background people, for example.
Yeah. Bisexual. I mean, we claim to be a GLBTI focused station. Very, very difficult to find a openly bisexual voice on the station. And not for want of trying.
No, of course. And obviously, a lot of our listeners would know of Jane and Lauren, who've done transmission time for quite a long time.
Mm.
Unfortunately for them, they've got so many commitments outside of Joy at the moment that they can't quite find the time. Because as we said before, it takes 3 or 4 hours to produce an hour of radio. So you've got to do that every week. And so it's very hard.
Minimum of 13 weeks. And really, for continuity, we'd like you to two seasons at least. 26 weeks.
If not three. So, you know, start multiplying that across the year. It's very difficult for some people to find that time. So with transgender community, for example, we're always looking for, and we actively seek out, members of all of our elements of our diverse community.
Absolutely. Now, we're going to go to another song.
Yes.
Now,
this is mine.
This is your choice.
What was it? Oh, it's back to my early 2002 when I was coming out about 10 years ago. One of those songs that I knew of Kylie, but I didn't. It wasn't actually for quite a few years
you
after.
You hadn't earned your gay card.
I hadn't earned my gay card yet.
No.
But this one is the one that stuck out to me. It's In Your Eyes by Kylie Minogue. You're on Joy 94.9. Call now to become a member. Join the Joyride 1300 JOY 949. You are on Joy 94.9. This is The Director's Cut with Andrew Thorpe, the Specialist Program Director, and Chris Jameson, the Weekday Program Director, filling in for Doug, who's unfortunately well. As we've said throughout the show, if you are a fan of Doug's, make sure you call now 1300 JOY 949.
And it's almost time for us to get out of here.
It is. It's flown by.
I know. We were talking very quickly. We were talking about program proposals and what we do to assess them and how they meet our mission statement and serve our community of interest.
Yes.
If people have a program proposal they want to get to us, just email you.
It's easy. Email me, SPD, Specialist Program Director, spd@joy.org.au. Very easy.
Easy. And you'll give them all the information.
Give them all the information.
About how to fill out the brief. And,
yeah,
and
you get a basic form. It's all very easy. And then enroll in the Toaster Radio, do your course. It's all fantastic. It's
fun. And the point being that if you don't think you can commit to supporting the station and the community in this way, the easiest way to support us
is to become a member.
And that's all you need to do is call 1300 JOY 949, get your credit card out, $72 for an individual membership, all kinds of other memberships if you're a concession or a family. It's really easy.
And if you're not prepared to do the full membership, then, of course, donations are always welcome, of course.
Fantastic. My name has been Chris Jameson. I am the Weekday Program Director.
My name's been Andrew Thorpe. I am the Specialist Program Director.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.